They are taking the seat of Harare to court because of their constant refusal to give us access to critical information around the budget and critical information around the strategic plan for 2012 and 2017. And also, there are some figures that we are looking for. The city of Harare has not produced audit reports from 2009 up to date and any financial statements. So we are seeking information relating to the initial allocations in 2009 to 2012, the final allocations, which is how much exactly did each department be allocated within the city of Harare, and finally, how much did they spend.
Why is this information important? Why does CRA want this information released?
This information is very important so that one, since City of Harare has not been releasing its audit statements, this will more like give us access to know what exactly is happening within the City of Harare. How is the City of Harare spending the money that residents is paying to, and where is this money being spent on? But most importantly, these figures will allow us to be able to do an independent budget performance evaluation, because the city of Harare has produced its budget performance evaluation and we are not satisfied that the budget has been adequately assessed. So we want to do an independent assessment of how the Harare is spending its money.
What's your understanding as to why the municipality has failed to release this information to the public? As you said, they have not done so since 2009.
They have failed to do this primarily because there is a lot of administrative opaqueness and corruption which is going on within the city of Harare. The fact that they failed to release their audit statements from 2009 speaks to the amount of corruption that is going on. But look, the city of Harare, since the beginning of this year, has collected about 64 million, and it says 34 million has been spent on administration. We want to know exactly what administrative component this has been spent on. Why is the service delivery collapsing when water services are contributing about 50% of that money, and yet we continue to suffer with water problems? So the only way we can be able to get answers is for us to do an independent evaluation of the finances and give the public access to all this information.